Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Joining us this hour is Jim Pauley, who I actually had forgotten we were had him scheduled last night, and he's able to come on tonight. Jim Pauley is with Jim Pauley Ministries, a revolutionary faith-based ministry that says, you know, when you... I don't want to speak for you, Jim. By the way, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good, Phil. Thank you. Any way you want to put it, Phil, I'm sure it'll be great.
Well, how would you say it? How would you say that in joining with the Jim Pauley Ministries, what are people getting?
Phil, I think that religion has failed in our society and failed in the world because it does not deliver what it says it will deliver. It does not make people feel better. It does not make people happier. And Christianity, Judaism, Islam, any of the Christian faith, Catholic-based faith, these religions have primarily failed because they promise a lot. But when you get to right down to living your life the way some of these people tell you to live it, you're not a happy person at all, Phil. And about 7 years ago, I came to the conclusion, and through a great deal of prayer and a great deal of travel and talking to people and reading, I came to the conclusion that there had to be a way for any faith, any religious faith or spiritual faith, to have some kind of a payoff, an immediate sense that, hey, life is good. And the Jim Pauley Ministries came about that way. And because of that, we have an ever-growing membership, and we have an ever-growing faith-based religious establishment, a fundamental religious establishment of people who are changing their lives each and every day.
Don't deny that you're controversial.
Well, we are controversial, but I wasn't going to become a preacher of God's word to be popular. I took up the Bible because I wanted to become effective. And I think that's the big difference between myself and just about every other evangelical or Pentecostal preacher or minister out there. We deliver the good news about God, and people immediately feel its effect.
All right, now, Jim, we have to get into the most controversial aspect of Jim Pauley Ministries, and that is that it is sexual in nature.
No, it is not sexual in nature. I think our ministry is sexual in nature, but we change all the time.
Well, you say the ministry is sexual in nature, which means that when you go out and you minister to people, you go out and you spread the word of God, you're having sex with people.
Let me explain, Phil. If I might, because
am I not getting that right?
I don't think you're getting it entirely right. No, because I don't think that I might not have explained it the last time I was on your program.
Because just saying, going out and spreading the word of God by having sex with people, right there is going to shock people.
I know, but we're not really having sex with people, Phil. We're having erotic contact with people, but we're not having sex with people. Allow me to explain that, all right?
Go ahead.
When I began with Jim Christensen and Susan Lyons and some other people to form our ministry, I had decided that we have to deliver immediately, deliver on the good news of the Word of God, deliver on the good feeling that you can get when you have a sense of community. When you become a member of our ministry, when you accept the Word of God, you immediately get what the kids call a BJ. And I can't get any more specific than that.
And it's oral sex.
That is correct, yes, sir. Now, you immediately receive that from a female counselor.
And what if you're a woman?
If you are a woman, you receive from one of our male counselors the equivalent of, I use another phrase the kids use.
Go ahead.
Eating at the Y, all right? And I know what I'm saying is shocking.
And it's very shocking. I've never heard of a religious ministry that recruits by way of sex.
But it is not sex. It is not sex, Phil. It is erotic contact, yes. But it is.
Now, wait. You're getting down. You're going down that Bill Clinton road now. You're telling me that oral sex is not sex.
Well, it's not the same as full sexual contact. No, it is not. Our ministry is.
Why not, man? I mean, look, you can get AIDS from it. Okay. You bond. People bond that way. I mean, come on. It's a highly intimate thing.
I don't think it's that intimate, Phil. I love that movie Pulp Fiction because it's such a cartoon. And in it, the man says, you know what? It's far more personal to give a woman a foot rub than it is to, as he said, you know, to go ahead and eat at the Y, which is just north of the Hershey Highway, you know, or eating a box lunch or however you want to put it. But I think that...
No, that's not what they said in the movie. The guy said that I've given a million women foot rubs, and I've also done the other thing, and it's way more personal.
Well, the point, I think, Phil, is that this is not a sexual-based ministry. This is erotic contact. But you have to understand that there is so much cynicism about religion. Religion has failed our society so seriously that we have to bring people to the Word of God in an immediate and dynamic fashion. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from people like the Howard Sterns of the world, if you will. Even though Howard Stern is not a believer, I believe he's Jewish. He is not a believer.
Well, he's not a Christian.
No, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from the people like the gentleman who does Hustler Magazine. I forget, Larry Flint. And I learned a lot from these people. They reach out and make immediate contact with people. And how do they do it? Through the medium of erotica. And my whole focus, and you have to believe this, because this is the absolute truth. My whole focus is get people to the table so that they will receive the banquet of God.
All right, we're talking with Jim Pauley. Jim's been on our show a couple of times. He's got one of the most unusual religious ministries I've ever heard of. Jim Pauley Ministries, where they utilize, I believe, a sex act to bring you into the into the faith. And our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm giving out the number, Jim. You know you're going to hear from Christians who say that this is absolutely and completely against the Bible.
Well, I'd love to point out where it says that it's against the Bible. There is nowhere in the Bible where it says that you can't, and let me use another phrase the kids use because I don't want to, when you're staring down the vertical smile, or when you are, gobbing the cone, or whatever you want to say, I'd love to see where it says in the Bible, and the Lord said no cone gobbing. I don't think so. Okay?
These terms are using cone gobbing. This is rather infantile, isn't it?
It's a way of communicating directly, Phil. Yeah, I believe, let me tell you something. I've worked with people for so many years. I was a traditional minister before I started the Jim Pauley Ministries. I was a Pentecostal minister. I traveled throughout the country by car. We did it all. We did tent revivals. I was at a million different kinds of religious conventions with a lot of different people, and you get noticed, and you get respected too when you are different. And I'll tell you what, you have to communicate with people in a colloquial way. That's how they understand.
And by colloquial, you mean using the common lexicon?
Using common language, that's right. So when I say things like eat at the wire or these kinds of things, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say it like it is, and hopefully people understand.
Jim, if you come to my home, and I understand you go to people's homes, right?
We do a lot of our ministering of the gospel at individuals' homes. We have our church, we have our main cathedral, which is in Chattanooga, and that is about three blocks up from the Holiday Inn there in Chattanooga, where they have the train. We also have, I've opened a brand new tabernacle in Austin, Texas, and we're very, very much hoping and looking forward to coming out west, Phil.
All right, but for the time being, and congratulations on that, I'm laughing. If you come to my home and you teach me the Word of God.
That is correct.
And I accept it, is there a female with you?
We have our what we call our prayer counselors, yes.
Excuse me for laughing.
No, it's all right.
So I say, I accept the Word of God.
And I will say to you, you know something, Phil? God delivers. And Sue, who is one of our prayer counselors, is generally with me. She will perform she'll perform the BJ on you.
Or do you tell me that this is going to happen?
No, we don't tell you that it's going to happen. We tell you God is, and guess what you're going to get? She will perform oral sex on you right now. And you want to know why we do that? I want people to know there's a payoff. This is not pie in the sky. This is not, oh, if you pray enough, God will do this and God will do that. Right now, God is answering you for accepting his word. And you know, we'll do something funny and say, all right, get him down, because here comes Sue. And she's on it. She's on top of it. I'll tell you that. And I've seen her work.
All right. I like you, Jim.
Thank you, Phil. I like you, too.
No, honestly, I do. I've met you. I like you. You are a sweet man. You're a nice guy.
Thank you.
But I think what you're doing, dude, I can't believe that somebody hasn't... Because I know how crazy some of these other Christians can be.
Well, you know something, Phil? God is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And he maketh me to lie down in beautiful, you know, areas of green. And I know that God loves me, and I'm trying to spread his love. And when you accept the word of God, she's all over you like white-eyed rice.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be back with Jim Pauley from Jim Pauley Ministries on the most unusual religious ministry I've ever heard of. When you accept the word of God from Jim Pauley Ministries, one of his female prayer counselors will perform a oral sex on you, or if you're a woman, one of the men will do the same to you. It's this world, man, never ceases to amaze me. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Take some calls for Reverend Jim Pauley from the Jim Pauley Ministries. And I will tell you, Jim, that you got to be thankful that we are screening the phone calls first. We get a lot of irate people. When you talk about religion and you mix sex with religion, you get a lot of irate people.
Phil, you want to know something? You want to know what the magic of what you just said is? For the longest time, religion has been the enemy of erotic contact between men and women. The enemy. And I thank God the day that he opened my eyes and he told me, Jim, you can use that as a tool. A way to open their eyes to the Word of God. I bless the day that that happened. Not because it's made Jim Pauley rich or not because it's made Jim Pauley famous, but because Jim Pauley found a way to open people's eyes. And I know there's a lot of angry people. They call themselves Christians. They're no more Christian than a Jewish fellow would be Christian or an Islam fellow. What we do is come to your home or you can come to our church. We tell you the word of God, and then when you accept the word of God, I say, and this is God's grace happening right away. The BJ is administered, and we begin to see a lot more of your church. I'll tell you that. You know.
Well, I would imagine.
But Phil, in all seriousness, it is a way to show people the immediate benefit of God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You notice I'm not asking you if I can join your religion.
Well, you're a married man. I would hope not.
Well, see, now there's a question I want to ask you about in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. Teresa, go ahead.
Hi, yes, Jim. I just have a concern. I'm not here to bag on you or anything. I'm trying to be open-minded.
No, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by the conversation, actually. My thing is, are there children or minors, anyone under 18 that's partaking in these activities?
I don't understand her question. Are you asking me?
What are you saying? Are there
are there adults that are performing these oral sex?
Oh yes. Oh absolutely. Minors? Absolutely. Yeah.
Now see that would be the issue that I would have.
No,
because,
I said there are adults performing these. Are you talking about the BJ?
Yes, I'm talking about adults performing sexual
on adults. No. My goodness, no. We do have our youth school, and we have our young, we have what's called our youth ministry, and mostly these are females, and we dress them in a way that's attractive to a young man, but there's no sex.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by your youth ministry?
Phil, these are 15, 16, 17-year-old girls. They will go to the different schools, talk to young men about Jim Pauley Ministries. We've got them looking pretty good. You know, they're wearing, sometimes they've got on a real tight skirt, high heels. You know, the fantasy of the young man, a little push-up bra. But we never have them performing sex.
But you're appealing to the sexual nature of the young men.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We've got some sweet-looking girls, too, who you know, they'll sit in a provocative way or have their legs spread or something like that. What you're trying to do is bring the Word of God to these young men in the only language they understand.
Well, I guess that's...
Let me ask you, are the young ladies wearing underwear?
I'm sorry, Phil, say that again?
Are the young ladies wearing underwear?
A lot of times they're not, no.
So they're sitting there with their legs spread in a short skirt, and these guys are...
They're getting a show, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, they're getting their picture taken.
So do you really feel that, especially children that are under 18, do you really feel that the main reason they're there or partaking in your activities is for the Word of God or for the Word of...
Oh, absolutely. Hey, this is... Absolutely, absolutely. There's no payoff, you see. And just, it's just one of the benefits of joining the ministry, that's all. That you get to as a young man, when you come to our church, you're going to see a lot of our young prayer counselors, our young ladies in the youth ministry, and, you know, and again, I'm using a colloquial phrase, Teresa, so please forgive me, but they're going to get a look at a little bit of early morning dew. You know, it's...
Boy, I'm getting nervous with this.
Well, I'm just trying to say, you know, this is the way... You see, Teresa, for the longest time, I traveled this country, and I tried to tell people about the Word of God, and they wouldn't hear me, because what was I? I was another guy in a blue suit. I was another guy in an old Ford with a tent packed in the trunk. I was just another charlatan. But when God came to me and he said, why is sex the enemy of man, when I gave it as a gift? And I said to God, bingo.
I just feel that you're almost kind of making a point contradicting yourself in the sense that through your beliefs, or, you know, you said yourself you were having a hard time getting the Word of God out by using sex to entice them. Don't you believe that if all other things failed and now sex is working, that it's the sex that's selling and not God?
Well, look at what have the other people offered them? Come and listen and I will steal from you. I will steal from you. So a lot of promises that are never...
Let me ask you this. If you come to Teresa's house, Teresa and you and her, are you married, Teresa?
I have a boyfriend of 5 years.
All right. And they have contacted me. They'd like to hear about the ministry. And you come, what happens if you come to the home?
Well, we sit down with Teresa and her boyfriend. What is the gentleman's name, Teresa?
We'll call him Chuck.
Okay. We come to the home and we speak about what God has given us, his word, and what plan God has for us. And this may take two or three times, but we will come back again and again.
If Teresa says, yes, I accept the Word of God, then what?
We have one of our male counselors help her off with her pants or whatever she's wearing.
Oh, geez. Probably not a good
right
example.
Well, wait a minute. In front of her boyfriend?
Well, he's not going to care because
the same thing's happening to him.
Oh, yeah.
So here's another question.
And if they're in a hurry, she can right up through the fly, whatever they want.
Now here's the question I have.
We have job openings, Teresa, for what we call our prayer. One of the guys was joking the other day. He said they're the prayer gobblers. I guess that's a way of saying they are our prayer women, prayer slut, whatever you want to call it. But.
Well, go ahead, Teresa. We only got a few seconds.
Yeah, I guess my last thing I have to say, too, is this a must recruit? I mean, if you're trying to spread the Word of God, why do you make this a mandatory thing? Why would it be that's the next step?
What do you mean mandatory? Are you kidding? You're telling me you turn it down?
I'm just saying, excuse me, yes, I would.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I don't think all people who practice the Word of God would even...
You got some guy in front of you who can touch his nose with his tongue, and you're putting your thighs up on his shoulders, and you're telling me you're turning that down? Well, you're a better woman. I'll tell you what, you're a better woman than my wife is. Teresa, God bless you.
I think most people are better people than that.
Oh, well,
that's why they don't practice your religion.
Well, God bless you, Teresa, and I hope you're happy in your life.
We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me here on the Phil Hendry Show, I guarantee you, gentlemen, that you've probably never in your life encountered anyone quite like him. His name is Reverend Jim Pauley. He's started 6 years ago the Jim Pauley Ministries. It is a religious ministry, drawing people to, as Jim says, God's Word. But the enticement, well, it's not even the enticement, Jim, it's the payoff, isn't it?
That's exactly, Phil, what we're saying, because people have the idea that we go out and we use sex to sell. No, I'm using these erotic contacts as a example of God's grace, immediate example of God's grace.
All right, now, Jim, I told you, I like you, I've met you, you're a nice man.
And let me say, Phil, you're a very decent guy, too, and you have a very lovely family.
Well, I appreciate that. But you've got some very extreme ideas.
I'm totally aware that God blessed me with a vision, and if it's extreme, you know, I will live with that.
All right, but let me ask you about this. You say you use a lot of colloquial phrases.
Yeah, that is correct. We use the language of the people.
All right. And you come from a tradition, the old religious tent revival tradition, correct?
Well, that's how you came up, Phil, and that's how you still come up in our business. You begin by holding your own revival. If you can't find a church, you make a church right out there in a field someplace or wherever the city or the town, townspeople will give you a permit.
All right, so you have this Jim Pauley's rolling, it's called Jim Pauley's...
Let me tell you, it's Jim Pauley's Rolling Ministry and Box Lunch Extravaganza.
All right, and box lunch is a sexual term, isn't it?
It is a colloquial sexual term, yeah.
And what does that mean? What is it for?
It is for a oral sex act performed on a woman.
All right, so the Jim Pauley Rolling Ministry and Box Lunch Extravaganza, I take it, is where women are,
Well, we go out in the middle of the day. What we're asking for are primarily women. When we draw them from the businesses, we draw them from the homes. We have our prayer counselors go out. We have leaflets. We have, sometimes I even buy airtime on a local radio station. And they will come out, and we will talk with them. Now, if they accept the Word of God, we ask to visit them that night in their home, because we've got the good news of God's grace to deliver to them. And, of course, they're curious what that is. We come to the ladies' home. We bring along us either Tad or Sean, who are two of our male counselors. And if you sign up on site, we've got stirrups in our van to welcome you to Jim Pauley Ministries. And
you bring these stirrups over to the house.
That's correct. And I know, Phil, every time I talk about this, I know people are saying this man is crazy.
Oh, dude, you don't even know the half of it. Crazy, or you're a charlatan.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it all. Crazy, charlatan. I've heard that I'm actually doing Satan's work. I've heard that a million times. And I've heard people say I'm the Antichrist, as if I could be the my ego's that big, you know? No, not Phil. The Box Lunch Extravaganza, Tad, Sean, or a guy we call Big Bill, will come with me and help you pull your apron off or whatever you got on.
Oh, boy. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn, go ahead.
Yes. Sir, I just have to say you are playing a large role in why a large majority of Americans have lost faith in organized religion. You are a hypocrite, my friend, and I cannot believe you are encouraging this as the word of God. What you are saying is ridiculous. It is ludicrous. And how dare you encourage and exploit young, underage children to partake in this behavior? It is absolutely asinine. And to call it a blessing, that is ridiculous. God does not bless people by sexual behavior or favors. You are
you
doing
sure?
more damage
sure
and more
that,
harm
are you sure
than
that,
you are doing good, sir. And
all right, hold on.
Really.
Hold on. Let's hold on, Don. What do you say to that?
First of all, I want to say, Don, God bless you. Thank you for calling me. I want to say this. I would submit to you, Don, that the reason people have lost faith in religion is by the lies of the traditional reverends and ministers who are practicing this faith, by their stealing, by their covert behavior, by their hypocrisy. Jim Pauley is not a hypocrite. Jim Pauley's out in the open. Jim Pauley's out in the open.
What do you call your behavior,
but
sir?
I would not say, ma'am, that I am the reason people are losing faith. They're losing faith because of the people that you go to church to listen to. That's why people are losing faith, and you know it. You know it.
Oh, no, I disagree,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you do.
They are losing
all
faith
of
because
those
people like you are leading
hypocrites.
People to believe things that are inaccurate
and
untrue.
There is no one else like me. This is a completely unique ministry, and we have saved so many souls. There's no one else like me, and you know it. The
You're not saving
you go,
people,
listen,
sir. You are not saving people. You are turning people against God, and you are encouraging young children underage. You said it yourself.
Well, they're not having sex, though. Is that right, Jim?
No, those children are not having sex. Let me put it to you this way, Don. I would love for Big Bill or Tad to get your thighs up over their shoulders and go ahead and
there would be
eat
that
at the
would
y.
not happen until hell froze over.
I'm going to tell you this, Dawn, because I hear in the sound of your voice there's a dire need for a man to get down there and just go boom.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
look at,
sir.
Do you talk that?
I'm a married woman, and I have been with the same person for over 7 years. He does a wonderful job at pleasing me.
Yeah,
I have no complaints in that arena.
Go,
but I don't cover that up and say that that's a blessing by God. That
Excuse
is my husband
me.
Doing
you
a
don't
wonderful
call
deed.
That, oh, I see it's your husband, not God. So now you attribute to your husband God's gift. Oh, isn't that interesting? Now that's the work of the devil. That's the work of the devil. And,
the work of the devil,
Bill,
sir,
say,
is you allowing children to go without underclothing to show their private, personal parts to other people.
No, other
that
young
is
men.
The work of the devil.
Other young men.
Sir.
I'm glad to know your husband invented sex and that you don't give any tribute or any praise to God for that.
I thank God every day for my husband,
but
I don't thank God,
God
for those.
That's interesting. You see, Mr. Henry, right there, that lady does not give God full praise for sex and that kind of behavior. And
Well, look. I think that what we're talking about here, if I could just jump in, there is a traditional view, as you said, Jim, that sex is somehow divorced from religion.
Absolutely, and we're changing that. We're changing that. And once Dawn gets Big Bill down there with her thighs parked on top of his head, and he's going, yeah.
I don't need Big Bill. Thank you very much, Jim.
I can tell by the sound of your voice.
What you're doing is you're allowing other people to think that that's okay that they cannot accept that for their own husband or for their own partner. That's where they should be receiving that, not from people within your group.
What you do is this. You sit on the edge of a sofa, and then you drop backwards, upside down almost, so that your butt's up on it, and then he just...
Okay, man.
I think this lady is doing the work of the devil when she says her husband invented the box lunch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I seriously disagree with you, and unfortunately,
are you telling me that God does not deserve praise? Does God
really
does not deserve?
Need to reevaluate
God
what you're doing.
Deserves praise, Don, for everything He gave us, including sex.
Mm-hmm.
Say it, Don. Say it. If you can't say that, you don't believe.
Okay.
You cannot.
Well, that,
you can't. You don't believe. And whoever it is you go to listen to on Sunday. Man,
well,
that guy, I guarantee
you,
he won't
that you are
pull
American
you backwards
you
over a couch.
Doing this.
I beg
you
pardon?
Need to thank God that you're in America and you can be doing what you're doing, but it's sick. What you're doing is absolutely ridiculous.
Bill, she cannot give God praise for the fact that a man can pull her down backwards over a couch.
I got it. All right, Don. 1-800-4... What do you mean pull her down backwards over a couch?
It's real good. She sits on the edge of the couch, and then she falls down backwards onto the part that you sit on.
Yeah.
And then you, like a
get out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, I know what you're saying. Jim Pauley is with us. Sorry, Jim, we were caught in mid-conversation here. Jim Pauley from Jim Pauley Ministries. We were talking about the last lady.
I don't want to talk about the lady when she's not here, Phil.
No, and I don't either, but you mentioned that she, interestingly enough, was separating sex from God, right?
And that's the problem. I think that this is a great gift from God. And we have relegated sex to the corner. We won't talk about it. We won't use it. I was very disappointed when I was watching television earlier today. I saw Laura Ingraham, Phil, who is a conservative radio talk host, if you're familiar with her.
Yes.
that young lady has decided that she cut her hair off short. She dyed it dark, very dark color. And she has decided to go the way of the, again, using the colloquial phrase, she's gone, it looks full tilt dyke. Why? Because she's ashamed, and now she's reacting, and now she's all confused.
Laura Ingraham is a lesbian?
That's my belief. After seeing her on TV today, I'd bet you dollars to donuts. I bet a quart of buttermilk that woman has gone diesel dyke. And the reason why I say that is because she butched off the hair. She had just gotten back from Iraq. And they've got some serious carpet clams over there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm not sure I get the lingo, but here's Terry. Terry, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, my concern is that I don't know what Bible you're reading or what Bible you're interpreting, but I'm really concerned about what you're talking about with young teenagers and what you're encouraging with push-up bras and miniskirts.
Well, this is between
exactly
kids.
The opposite.
This is between kids.
It doesn't matter. That's the opposite of what we've been taught, and that is the opposite of what the Bible talks about. I mean, look at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Show me where it says in the Bible that you are not allowed to use sex to teach the Word of God.
What did God do to Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened there?
Show me in the Bible where it says you are not allowed to use sex to teach the Word of God. That's what I'm asking you.
It's not going to line it out that way, but you're interpreting everything carnally.
No,
where's your carnal knowledge is here?
This country
you're not using
is,
real knowledge.
This country, real knowledge, you're not using it either because you can't even quote the Bible for me.
But I'm not going to quote stuff for you because you're going to misinterpret it and move it around.
Well, what makes you think you're interpreting it right?
Well, I don't show anywhere that God talks about that, you know, you should, you know, a marriage is a sacred bond in God's mind. And you're talking about having people do
things that
isn't a
marriage. A marriage is a sacred bond in God's mind.
Yes, that's a sacred oath.
Right. So what's that got to do with what I'm talking about?
Well, what you're talking about is destructive to a sacred oath.
It's a what?
It's destructive to a sacred oath.
No, it's not, ma'am. See, Phil, what we have in America is a religious establishment that is devolved from the Puritan influence. The Puritan influence is not necessarily Christianity. The Puritan influence is a extremely restricted view of religion that came to the United States from England. Because they were being religiously persecuted, I can understand that. But the
what do you think of Colorado City?
The puritanical view of the Christian religion, Phil, is not necessarily the open view. In fact, in the early days of Christianity, in order to promote the Christian faith, often Christians would join in a bacchanal with people when they were in Greece, when they were in Mesopotamia.
I don't know what Bible he's reading. I don't know what Bible he's interpreting.
Ma'am, I read
it's really
the Bible.
Concerning to me.
I don't think
Excuse
you read
me, wait
the Bible.
I don't think
you read the Bible because
me, Phil,
I don't think you read the Bible
the
because you don't. You can't quote
listening.
One thing. You can't quote one thing. You don't read the Bible either.
Well, sir, but you know what? You've got teenagers listening, and you know what? Our kids are.
Ma'am,
our
I don't think you have any
tomorrow?
Concern for children. I think you're just embarrassed that some guy's going to get down there.
I think I do
there.
Have a lot more concern.
I don't
I
think you. I think you have none.
And I really hope the federal government looks into you.
Oh,
yeah.
The federal government. That's your answer for everything, huh?
Oh, I think they need to look into
you,
just like
need?
They did Colorado City. Because
you
have
Tad.
Issues.
You need
so
yeah,
you
Tad.
You need child protection.
Tad's the guy. Yeah, let me write down Tad for you.
Are you a happy married man?
Tad
obviously not.
Ecstatically happy. Tad
you
ought to come
be
over
if
to your
you
house.
You want to have people outside your marriage.
Tad ought to come over there.
Do you
and
do you
turn
think
you
that having someone outside your marriage
go,
is appropriate, sir? You know what, sir? You do not entice me
ma'am.
Whatsoever. I'll tell you what.
No, ma'am, you
I
need
feel
Tad.
Really sorry for your wife because you know what? She must not be very happy.
Are you available next Tuesday for Tad?
You know what, sir? You can take it and shove it somewhere.
You're so angry. For a Christian,
yeah,
you're very angry.
You know what?
Funny.
Well, you know what? What you're talking
all
to
you
Christian
need, all you need
really
is Tad.
Sad.
You know
you're
a guy
disgusting.
That can lick his eyebrows? No.
You are the
I got
most
him for
disgusting
you.
Individual I've ever heard on a talk show.
I am
and
disgusting
I really hope
because
real
I am
about
telling you the
you
truth.
Got on a talk
I'm
show
telling you the truth, Terry.
Kid,
Terry, I'm telling you the truth.
Really wrong for
you
kids
need a man who can lick his eyebrows.
Really, you know what, sir?
You do.
You have a real issue, and you're a pervert. You're a pervert.
Oh, I'm a pervert because I believe
you
in
are.
Sex between men and women? Wow.
No, you're a pervert
that's
because
really
you believe in you believe encouraging sex between non-married couples. You believe encouraging
that's
sex
not perversion.
Into a marriage
that's not
that
perversion.
Doesn't belong there.
But you've had sex outside of your marriage. Nobody's
no,
calling
I have not,
you a pervert.
Sir.
Yes,
you know
you
what?
Have. Yes, you
no,
have. Don't
I
lie.
Haven't.
Don't
you
lie
know
to
what?
God.
I hate to tell you something.
Don't lie to
you're
God. In your first marriage, not
I
the
really
one now.
Hope that God takes
not your marriage
now.
Not your marriage now, but the one you had before this one.
I didn't have one before this one, so you know what? Don't talk out.
Well, wait, didn't you sleep with a married man?
No, I did not.
You didn't know he was married, but you did.
Sir, I've never slept with anyone but my husband. But you know what?
Well,
you
but you got naked with a guy. You didn't have sex with a guy,
sir,
but you did get naked,
sir,
with a guy.
Wait.
Let me ask. Hold on. What are you saying all this for?
Because I know this lady's covering something up. And I'm trying to free her.
You know what I'm covering up is the fact that I really hope, Phil, you guys really think again about ever having someone like this on the
show. I think what you're covering up is a real big rear end, and you may smother Tad.
All right, that's it. That's it. 1-800-4-TAD. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, Abby, just a few seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that, sir, you need to go, you need to look in the Bible, you need to read the last chapter of Revelation where it says that if any man takes away from the Bible or puts anything in the Bible, that all the plagues are going to visit you. Let me tell you something
you
else, sir.
Did you see the section of the
Bible
where it talks about eyebrow lickers?
That
God, did you see where it talks about eyebrow
this.
Lickers in Revelation?
Let me tell you,
yeah.
You perverted, disgusting
you.
Man.
No,
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.